Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Megan will be updating us on FMD, foot and mouth disease. Dr. Megan?
Today we're going to be talking about foot and mouth disease virus as we've seen some significant changes around the globe over the last several months and even over the last year. We are negative in the U.S. for foot and mouth disease virus, and we want to do everything we can to prevent introduction. We have not had a case of foot and mouth disease virus in the U.S. since 1929. And of course, as we monitor and recognize what's going on globally with FMD, we want to continue to enhance awareness for U.S. producers and enhance biosecurity for prevention of entry. The latest introduction of foot and mouth disease virus that occurred in global situations occurred in Greece. This was an introduction in March of 2026. It was the SAT1 serotype of foot and mouth disease virus, and this was the first introduction or reoccurrence of the disease in over 30 years in Greece. Certainly a significant occurrence of the disease and one that we want to continue to watch. As a reminder, foot and mouth disease virus is highly contagious. It is a vesicular disease, meaning it causes vesicles on the animals that it affects. It can affect all cloven-hoofed animals, including both cattle and swine. FMD can cause production losses and has significant impacts on international trade, as oftentimes export of products is halted after FMD is introduced into a country. Importantly, for the swine sector, FMD is clinically indistinguishable from a vesicular disease that we do have in the U.S., Seneca virus A. And so we always want to ensure that any vesicles that appear on our hogs are ruled out to be foot and mouth disease virus and, in fact, are Seneca virus A. When we think about the clinical signs of FMD, it can include fever, it can include these vesicles that occur. It not only occurs on the coronary band or the lesions of the foot, but these vesicles can also occur in other areas such as the snout, on the teats, the mammary glands, on the prepuce, the vulva, and other sites around the body. And so we want to keep an eye out again for any of those vesicular lesions. What occurs over the course of the disease is that the vesicles appear, and then approximately 1 to 3 days later, the vesicles often rupture. So they may occur like blisters or like lesions on the skin. And again, anytime that producers or veterinarians notice these vesicles, we have to notify our federal and state animal health officials to ensure that FMD is ruled out. There really isn't treatment for foot and mouth disease virus other than supportive care. Oftentimes the response involves both vaccination and stamping out or culling of animals. FMD can spread through movement of infected animals, through feeding of contaminated animal products. The virus can actually be carried on fomites or mechanical vectors. So imagine boots or dirty clothing. We have to have standard biosecurity practices in place in swine farms and, of course, in cattle farms to think about cleaning and disinfecting the animal areas, vehicles, any equipment, frequent hand washing, and, of course, wearing clean boots and clothing when you are entering into the farms. When we think about the diagnostics of FMD, you're not able to distinguish between vesicles caused by Seneca virus A versus FMD in hogs. And so we have to have the diagnostics to prove that FMD is ruled out with either a PCR or an antibody test conducted at our national animal health laboratories. You can find more information on swinehealth.org for both Seneca virus A and FMD virus.